home voiceover studio engineer to the stars in Los Angeles, California. A Virginia Tech grad whose knowledge of the latest recording gear is second to none. He's a voice actor and the home studio master, hailing from Buffalo, New York. His home studio skills and knowledge of voiceover recording is unmatched. When Dan and George talk shop, people listen, and the talk continues tonight. Welcome to East West Audio Body Shop. And now, live from his high-tech facility in Santa Monica and his penthouse studio in Buffalo, here are George Whittam and Dan Leonard.
This is going to be a strange one. Hi, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Whittam, the Wicked Witch in the West.
And together we are East West Audio Body Shop. Well, here we are for our Google Hangout. All right, who is that? Mute their microphone.
I'm sorry, I'm unplugging.
Sorry, I got to
unplug. Just hit the mute button. That's all.
Yeah,
no big deal.
There we go. All right.
We have a bunch of fun people in our hangout tonight. Some of them in costume,
do.
And some of them should be in costume because they're ugly.
No, they're just playing themselves.
I left my costume at home. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, should we announce who people are here?
Yeah, let's introduce everybody. This is our Google Hangouts episode, everybody. This is where we just goof off for an hour or more and answer questions and have a good time.
Right. And so, we'll answer questions from the chat room, too, even though I can't see them very well here. Let's see here.
I thought I would try driving the show without glasses tonight and see what happens.
You could be watching Jack Benny instead. Anyway, from right to left here, we have, starting with that beautiful blonde hair, we're not exactly sure who she's trying to be.
My name is Tammy, technically challenged, and that's with a hyphen.
Okay.
Do I have lipstick on my teeth?
Yes, actually, you do right there. Let me just
go over there and take care of that.
All righty. Diane Merritt, welcome to the show. We haven't seen you in a while.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm great.
That's good. Glad to have you. I hope you're loaded with questions.
I have a very special question.
Okay. Well, we'll get to it in a second.
Okay.
Next to you, we have... Who is that?
Gene Dixon from Arcadia, California.
Yeah, you're kind of dark there. I mean, I can't see you anyway, but...
Oh,
there you are. Oh, okay. That's much better.
Hidden behind the hair.
I'm hidden behind all this Sly Stone hair.
Okay.
You don't need a pop filter, man. Just let it flap over your face.
Exactly.
Pop, 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 pop.
Yeah. Welcome to the show. Is this the first Google Hangout you've done with us?
Yes. Okay. Sly's getting a haircut. It's hot in here.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it, bro.
Right. The glare! Oh, Tom, put it back, the glare!
That's so better.
Yeah, Pot call me kettle black.
I tell me
right.
About it.
He's got a hand at least.
And right next to George. Oh, I lost my mouse. I can't see where anybody is. This is one of those nights. There's a ghost in my mouse. Jason Huggins. He's got his ukulele there. Play us a quick tune there.
Yeah, there you go. One thing we know is you cannot do multi-voice singing over Google Hangouts. It's impossible.
I know. even when you go into studio mode, so it's
kind of
weird.
Did you see Jason Mraz tonight?
Yeah, I'm Jason Mraz. I'm not going to sing any Jason Mraz.
Oh, wow.
Thanks for joining us, though. Where are you?
Hey, thanks.
You're a lot better than I am.
Where are you in the world?
I was just going to say, maybe you can teach Dan Leonard something.
Hey, I'm in Colorado.
Colorado Springs.
Apologies to everybody watching the show on Ustream who haven't heard any audio until now because I forgot to wiggle the handle like I do every week.
Just you got to jiggle it and you got to
hold
it down. Oh,
there's no audio at all until just the second.
So going back to the beginning.
but it will be on the YouTube
version. Yeah, I'll glue it all together later. Forget it.
So sorry to everybody who's live and didn't hear anything so far.
I've got some tape. You can tape it together with that.
Forget it.
All right.
We next have it one way or the other.
Yes. Next to Jason, one of our great friends, a great supporter of EWABs. We're not exactly sure what he is tonight, but he's Lee Penny. what have you got that held on with?
It's Halloween. What else do you think it is? It's spirit gum.
It's gum, okay.
Spirit gum.
Hey, in the home studio. Okay. Hey.
Hey. Welcome to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you. Now we get to talk to you for a while because, you know, somebody got a little upset that I didn't talk to you a whole lot when you were sitting here in my studio.
Who was that?
I don't know. I think it's the guy right next to you, actually.
They're fired. Yes.
Pat Sweeney.
Hey. Wow,
hey. How you doing? It's great to get out tonight for an hour.
An hour?
Woof.
The wife let you out, huh?
Is this EWABs?
It is.
I was lucky to get the computer for an hour. Jeez. It's a hot item here in prison.
It really is.
I'm glad you switched the nights because I usually get the computer Monday.
Yeah. Well, it worked out for you. I'm glad.
Yeah.
Next to you, even though her camera isn't there, is Rosemary Benson. You turn on your mic if the tuba playing's over.
I'm falling apart here.
Yeah. Oh, it's the ghost of Rosemary Benson.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sure in there. Welcome to the show.
She's so scary.
I know. By the way, thanks for doing the jingle. We haven't used the jingle for a long time, George.
Which jingle?
The announcements jingle.
Oh, when did I use that?
We used it when we did the announcements. We haven't used it because we
sure did not have to use that. That's why you are where you are, Dan.
That's right. But Rosemary recorded that with Uncle Roy, so.
I know, that's great.
Yeah, it was. See if we can rack that up. We can play that, and just so she can actually hear it while actually being on the show.
Oh yeah, she needs to hear that.
Yeah, she does.
I'll work on that because for some reason it's not in the rack right now.
All right. Now, for those of you who don't already know, who am I dressed as?
Who I am?
I'm gonna tie Nell to the railroad track.
How about
Snarly? Yeah.
Curse you, Dudley Do-Right.
I'm Dudley Do-Right.
What's the name?
Hello, Miracle.
I don't remember the guy's name.
Snidely Whiplash.
Snidely Whiplash.
Man, that's pretty good memory if you guys remember that.
The world.
Oh, shut up, George. Hey,
making me watch that cartoon when I was
Yeah, when I was trying to explain that to the gal at Freight World when I was buying this hat today, and she goes, who?
Yeah.
God, I'm getting
how
old.
How did she say it?
I bet you watched that on.
Who? Give me the freaking hat.
Right. I thought you were going for the Mad Hatter.
Well, it's actually the Mad Hatter hat. But the last Alice in Wonderland movie was so bad, why even try? Why did Johnny Depp even do that one?
You'd need a whole lot more makeup.
Yeah, probably.
It was his idea, I'm sure.
Yeah, and not a very good one. Okay, I can't see squatty. Oh, that's much better. Anyway, so the process here at our monthly Google Hangout is to have everybody ask questions of us, whether you're in the chat room, which you can't see because I'm looking at it over here, or if you're in our illustrious panel here. Anybody have a question? Who has their hand up first? Let's go to Diane Merritt.
Oh, thanks.
Do you need to hide?
It was just a little loud.
Mm-hmm. Am I?
You're good. Go
am
for
I
it.
Too loud?
You're good, no, kid.
You're good.
You could do nothing wrong.
Okay.
You look great, babe.
Thanks. I forget what I was going to ask. No, I didn't.
You take all the time you want.
Yeah.
On my Adobe Audition 3.0,
yes.
While I'm recording, all of a sudden when I go back and listen, things are cut out. They disappear.
I have that happen in CS6 too.
No.
Things just disappear. Does this happen like all the time?
Yes. Kind of
like my left socks. I whoop. Hey. <How about
that? laughs> So what's wrong?
All right. Dropouts in Adobe Audition.
Like how long? Like a few like frames a or like seconds at a time or what?
A snap or a dropout or?
Just a second of my
a
recording.
A second's a long time.
Yeah.
Just bloop and it's gone.
And do you see is the waveform also gone or is it just the audio? Like, do you see an image where the audio should be or is it just a hole?
It closes up.
Closes like, up, so it's like it's skipped. It's like a skip.
Yes.
It's not a mute. It's like a skip where it just there's no audio for like a whole second, and it just keeps on going.
Right.
Okay.
That sounds like
a hard disk access. Like the drive is extremely fragmented, or something like that.
Yeah. What kind of shape is your hard drive in?
I just defragged it.
Hmm.
But I do it every month.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's awesome.
Well, that answers that question.
Lovely bunch of coconuts.
So if you defragged it, okay, so and then you're using a USB audio interface?
Good timing.
Is it a USB audio interface?
Yeah.
This is horrible. Just sit back and relax. It's time for some announcements.
Oh my God, you guys. All right, I have a question.
Okay.
Well, you have the floor.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I'm muted. That's hilarious.
Oh, boy. I'm just going to be laughing the whole show. I'm not going to be able to do anything.
I'm just glad it wasn't a Disney tune.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Hey.
All right.
So, did you say it's a USB audio interface? I'm actually trying to answer the question, believe it or not.
Yeah. I'm
trying to think. What's the point, George?
What did you say Diana is? I can't remember.
I'm recording, and then I go to listen back, and let's like a word or a couple words are missing.
What's the audio interface that connects to the computer? How do you capture the audio?
USB.
It's USB?
Uh-huh.
What's the interface? What interface are you using?
Who made
what
it?
What type of interface?
I
what
don't
type
know.
Of USB Mackie interface?
Mackie, M-Audio.
I've got a Mackie board.
It's a Mackie board. Okay.
It has fire. Oh, so it's USB, but it's USB?
I don't know.
Oh!
No, it goes into my computer USB. It's got to, right?
No,
is it made by
doesn't necessarily have to.
Presonus or M-Audio?
Maybe
or,
it doesn't.
This answers a lot of the question, actually.
There's a cord that goes in there, I know.
There's a cord.
Oh, that's good. As long as it's got a cord.
This is a C cord.
That's important.
I think the blonde cord. Wig is seeping into your brain. Whatever. Just blame it on the wig. That's all I got to say.
There you go.
Do you use a Micport Pro or something? Susan Bernard seems to think you have a Micport Pro.
No, I don't.
She does not have a Micport Pro.
Okay.
I don't.
Doug says clock issues. It's
clock
quarter after nine. Right?
Yeah. Jeez. That's a really big...
here.
That's a really big drop in audio. I mean, I have to blame the hard drive. What else could it possibly be?
Yeah, it's usually something along those lines. But
okay. I've had weird issues like that with Adobe Audition too, though.
Are you using your internal or are you recording to an external drive?
Internal.
It's not a USB hard drive, right? It's like a drive inside. Okay.
Inside.
Okay.
Why, is that a problem if you use USB hard drive?
No, it's not that it's a problem. We're just we're the track we're on here.
USB is,
that,
is like a is a bottleneck, you know. So if there's going to be drops in audio,
right. So if you have your USB fan and your USB light and your USB makeup mirror on there,
and
it's
your USB coffee
it's
heater,
all sorts of problems.
Your USB, yeah, coffee warmer, all that stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Do you have a lot of USB devices?
So if you can start removing those USB things off one at a time.
Exactly.
Do you have a lot of USB devices?
Well, I've got two monitors, my webcam.
Okay.
My printer.
Yeah.
And
do you have a USB hub?
Yes.
Is that USB audio interface plugged into the USB hub?
USB hub.
Everything's just plugged into that hub, and it shoots to the computer.
Ding, 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 ding.
I just
got it. Off.
I just got my hub. Is it gone bad already?
Did this problem happen before you got the hub?
Where did I get the hub?
No, did this problem happen before you got the hub?
Hubs are us.
Did this...
Hubba, hubba.
Oh, yes.
Did this problem happen before you had the hub or got the hub?
Oh, no, long after.
Oh, I think we have a winner there.
We have
George.
A winner. What's all the hubbub about? It's the damn USB hub.
I unplug it and replug it in?
So plug your USB audio device
directly into the computer.
Yes, what Dan said.
No, what you said. I was just trying to sync up with you. It wasn't going to work.
It doesn't work.
plug what?
So whichever the USB audio device is, plug that cable straight into the computer's USB port, not into the hub.
Put the thing in the thing with the cable on it, then into the computer there.
Because the hub is sort of like, the hub's getting overloaded maybe, and the traffic, the audio data is getting lost along the way as it tries to get through the hub.
Right. It's going in there and it's like, hey, wait, I got to go this way. No, I'm going this way. No, but wait, I've got to go over here. I got to power the makeup mirror.
Right.
It's just,
So essentially what they're saying is that the couple of words that are missing from your audio went to the printer.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Gene, you got a job.
You're hired.
You can be our new explainer.
You're the greatest.
New explainer video.
And well once done. Again, we have solved the mystery.
So
next question.
I think that's it. I think that's the fix.
Hooray.
Anybody else? Wow, that was in stereo.
Yes.
Nice.
Get out, everybody.
Yes, I do.
Rosemary,
the ghost of.
Okay, listen. This is just between us, okay? Dan Leonard suggested this $200 Apogee mic. Little big M, little, you know.
Right.
Big M.
Mic. Okay. It's a $200 mic that I have been recording audiobooks on like mad. Shh. Don't tell anybody. So my question is, and I'm doing it on my MacBook Pro with a USB.
Here's the problem.
And I have, okay, here's the, wait, I didn't tell you what the problem was yet. The problem is,
yes.
Should I get away from the laptop and get, you know, a little separate iMac, you know, one of those little square things that looks like a sandwich?
Many
of those?
Many sandwiches.
Sure, you can afford.
They look like many sandwiches.
And a Mac Mini.
A Mac Mini. That's what I'm talking about.
That's an entire loaf of rye bread. Are you kidding?
Okay, a Mac Mini, not an iMac. A Mac Mini.
You should get a lot of them.
Or should I upgrade my mic?
Well, the Apogee mic is a great mic on its own, not very forgiving. If you're not careful, you'll pop P's and B's and stuff like that very easily. I guess the problem is you're too close to your laptop. Do you think you're picking up noise from your laptop when you're recording?
It seems like when I use the FFT filter and...
And why are you using that?
To take out a subharmonic hum.
which is probably coming from
the Duba.
Troubleshooting your own problem. That's you got it. Kick the husband out of the house. Just while you're recording.
I was finishing a book the other day. I was really crunched for time, and I gave him money and sent him to the movies.
There you go.
Serious.
Go, girl.
I'm wondering if my microphone is too close to, because I work with a cinema display. So I have the waveform on one side and the script on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking that maybe the cinema display is causing the hum.
No.
So I'm using the filter for that.
No, that's not what would cause it.
No.
Because it's a condenser mic and you're not going to get any interference about like that, especially because it's a USB mic. You're not dealing with an XLR cable or anything
there's
like that.
There's no chain, actually. There's
no, it's just the Apogee mic.
Right.
One of the things you can get, if I have one here in my magic bag.
What do you got, Schneidley?
That looked like a USB hub.
It's an iTrack Solo, actually. No, I was looking for, and I know that they have them at Apogee, because I actually have them here. Is get an extension cord for the 30-pin plug. And they do make those. I actually saw those at Best Buy today.
Which 30-pin plug are we talking about?
We're talking about the 30-pin plug that goes into you,
your iPad.
You're using it as a USB. Get a USB extension plug.
Yeah, I have one.
Well, then use it. Another problem solved.
Magic.
I'm using it. That's what's plugging it into. I have the laptop, you know, sort of sequestered, and I'm using an extension with the Apogee mic. This mic only has, it's got like a 3-inch cord on it. It's very short,
right.
Maybe 3 feet long. Right. So I'm running it behind, you know, some screens and stuff. Sonic screens.
George, you think that, I don't think a screen's going to cause a hum like that.
No, I know USB is so touchy about cable quality, cable length, cable extensions.
You've got to use good cable.
Cable USB can be really sensitive to stuff. But is it a true 60 hertz, or is it a bzzz? Which is it?
Can you post a picture of the waveform?
Can I post a picture?
Spectral view.
Yeah,
can you send us an audio sample?
Oh my gosh! Yeah, I have an audio sample I can send you. But the question is, I mean, since I can get rid of that with the filter,
right?
The question is, I'm talking about spending some money. Do you think quality-wise, it would be better for me to go with the, you know,
yes,
the little tiny Mac, or to get a new microphone, upgrade my microphone?
If your computer's working fine for you now, there's really no need to change that. You can upgrade to a better mic and a new interface and stuff. We're all loving these Scarlett 2i2s. You know, they're not expensive. Yeah, they're not expensive. They're better than most of the ones I've seen. They're very reliable. It has all the features you need. And then just get yourself a reasonably good condenser mic. I know Cliff Zelman has been pushing
AKG Perception 220
to the 220, and really? everybody seems to be liking those. So you could probably do it for under $300 or $400.
But isn't that USB as well?
No. Well, no. The interface is USB.
I think you're gonna. I think you need to fix the problem at the source. You got to figure out what's causing the hum. I mean, clearly, I mean, you should start unplugging stuff one at a time until the hum goes away.
Right.
Okay. So I shouldn't have to use a filter at all. You're saying?
Unplug the monitor. If the hum goes away when you unplug the monitor, then it's the monitor.
Now I have no monitor.
Well, at least you'll hear. Yeah, but you don't need the monitor to test this theory.
Are you reading off of your monitor?
Oh, I'm sorry, my monitor. I'm thinking my audio monitor.
Your mom?
I also have a PA system for when I sing. So when you said monitor, I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Maybe I have a blonde wig on and you can't see it.
All right. So, so what you're saying is that the hum might be coming from the monitors.
Because I don't know if the hum is coming from...
Can you hear the hum in your... Like, if you just sit there with no headphones on, nothing, do you hear a hum just in the room?
I do not.
Okay, so the hum is internally...
It's electronic.
Just a tuba. And right.
Just the tuba, that's all you can hear, right?
I hear tubas in my sleep.
I do.
So you know, this is the way I've troubleshooted in other client studios. I've started unplugging the power cables to everything unnecessary one at a time.
Everything.
Until I've gotten down to the point where the computer shuts off. And you know, I'm listening to each device as they're unplugged and going, well, that wasn't it. Well, that wasn't it. And then sometimes I'll use one of those three-prong adapters, those we call cheaters, for old houses without grounded outlets.
Yeah.
And I'll plug those into the powered plug for the monitor, for the LCD monitors, things like that, and just try, you know, each one of those and see if the hum gets louder or softer.
You know, one of these guys.
Yeah, Dan's got one there.
Well, I live in an old house. We have a bunch of those. So.
Okay. Well, you've got no ground. So that means
drawer, you'll probably find it.
That means your house doesn't have properly grounded outlets, so you have a floating ground, which means you've got all sorts of potential for noise.
Well, yeah, the guy who owned this house was actually an electronics guy. He fixed old radios. So I actually have 700 outlets down here. And I have like a strip that you could plug, like, it doesn't even have separate outlets. It's just a strip, and anywhere you plug into the strip, you get power.
It's a gray bar with a ton of black plugs in it or something.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm not using that. I'm going directly into the wall.
Have you So you're using a MacBook Pro, you said?
I am, yes.
What if you plugged the Apogee mic into the MacBook Pro with nothing else plugged into it at all and just record? Does the noise go away?
I haven't tried that because the fan, you know, when the fan goes on, I have the laptop away from the recording area.
Right. But
I can't see what's going on.
Where's the USB?
USB is going into an extension, a USB extension cord.
Okay.
And then it's running behind a ClearSonic screen to where I have the computer sequestered back in the corner.
Yeah, I mean, if you have...
I'm waiting for him to break into Ricola any second now. I'm sorry, I
lost. Another trick is to unplug the power cord from the MacBook Pro completely while you're recording. See if the noise is coming through the power.
Right.
And make sure that the microphone and the computer are not plugged into anything.
Oh, I didn't think at all.
And if the hum goes away, then it's coming from your power from the home.
Oh, so then I need to talk. Then we need to talk about grounding them.
Grounding.
You're grounded.
Yeah, grounding and or noise filtering or transformer isolation or.
Now I'm getting a headache, George. Okay. But thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, you know what George is for.
Hey, George, you know what we got to do?
What?
We need to take a break.
Oh, God, yes,
hey,
we do.
Bumper music there on the uke.
We'll be right back after these messages. Nice.
VoiceOver Extra, the voiceover industry's online news, education, and resource center 24/7. Hundreds, probably thousands of free how-to articles for voiceover success, ranging from home studio to voice acting to business. A free voiceover industry directory, calendar of industry events, resource links, a store, and much more. Bi-monthly webinars on all topics of voiceover, free subscriptions to newsletters, reports, announcements, daily news, and features at voiceoverextra.com.
VO Studio Tech. Recording made simple. Hi, I'm Peter McHugh.
This is Jim Tasker from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, this is Bill Ratner in Los Angeles.
Hi, this is Scott Rummel here in Yorba Linda, California.
Hi, my name is Rick Wasserman.
Hi, this is Tom Kane.
Hi, my name is Vanessa Marshall.
Hi, my name is Zurich.
Hi, I'm Mary McKittrick.
Randy Thomas chiming in.
Hi, this is Joe Szymanski.
Hey, this is Rick Robles.
Hi, my name is John Patrick Armstrong.
I was turned on to George by none other than Don LaFontaine, who always swore by his health.
George is absolutely awesome.
ISDN, Source Connect, Phone Patch, FTP, you name it, George has set it up.
It's really the best thing I've ever done for myself. I feel free, safe, fearless, like anything is possible in here.
Unless you like to look for opportunities to waste time, call George.
And he did all of that, long distance over the phone and the internet.
I'm very happy with George and I cherish.
Thanks, George. You make it easy.
Back here on East West Audio Body Shop, our first ghoul hangout. That's what I called it. Yes, I came up with that.
Did you have to Google that?
Did I have to Google? I did, actually.
Googled it.
Yes. But anyway, what do we have for announcements tonight? We've got
not much.
Well,
new.
Well, we do have Mr. Melamed coming on next week. Do we not?
We do. We do. We have a bunch of people that are in the wakes, but we haven't like nailed down a lot of scheduled items yet. So we're working on that.
Kathy?
No, Kathy's not listening, so
no,
we can
no,
make
she,
fun of
she
her.
She went off the grid tonight for some reason.
How dare she?
I know.
We don't pay her to go off the grid.
She's our producer. I'm gone. Bye. Anyway.
Andy.
Yes. Got to like us on Facebook.
Yeah, you guys like us on Facebook. You know the drill. God, we say this stuff every week.
I know, you know it. And you can make a donation too if you,
you
go
can,
right above
if you're crazy
George's
enough.
If you go a little bit above George's hat there, if you're watching this on your stream, there's a donation button up there.
I'm pointing the hat right to
it. Up and to the left.
It's right over there somewhere. You can donate there and yeah. Eric Aragone. Thank you.
Yeah. Our serial donor. Serial donor.
He's a serial donor.
Swag.
Yes.
And we do have swag, yeah. Almost forgot.
Yeah, we do. We've got the official East West Audio Body Shop.
Shop.
Clickers.
And the clicker.
Now, we got to get those things online.
Oh, that's cool. I can use one of those.
Yeah.
I think we should send one to everybody that's in the hangout tonight. What do you think, Dan?
I totally agree.
A prize.
As many as I sent to you today, I still got a whole box for you.
Then I think we should send them out to every Google Hangout participant as a thank you.
I totally agree.
So send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. No, just kidding. Just email gwebshop@gmail.com with your address. Everybody who's in the hangout tonight, we'll send you one.
And they come in green and red.
And tell us which color you want.
Yes, we have green, red, purple, blue.
Could I have translucent smoke?
All of the original iMac colors we have, I think.
Yeah. Here's the translucent smoke. Yes, we do.
Did you ship to Canada, Leonard?
I'll hand deliver them.
Very nice.
All right.
Do you have blonde?
Do you have blonde color?
Do we have yellow? Wait, hold on.
Hold on.
Oh.
Hold on.
You might have one.
I think he does.
There's one gold prize one in there.
Oh, boy.
I've got a golden ticket.
There's one in here for you, little girl.
I've got a golden ticket. Yes,
absolutely.
I've got a golden gleam inside my eye.
Yellow ones. All right, let's get back to the matter at hand here.
Where were we? Who's our new guest? Who popped in?
Oh, yes, we have joining us. Where are you from, Chris?
Yeah. I'm in Nashville.
You're in Nashville, Tennessee. Chris Tullum is in the house.
Music Town, USA.
Yeah.
Have you been involved in the music industry at all, Chris?
Oh, it is electric.
Yeah, well, let's see. I've been a studio engineer for years, and right now I tour with Christopher Cross. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly.
Right on, man. What are you guys using on the road? We could go down a rat hole real fast for a minute. What's your front of house?
Keep it brief.
Given a choice, I prefer a venue. I mean, because I just, you know, love to have the flexibility of the Pro Tools plugins.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I'm pretty much, I can go with anything at this point, so.
I mean, do you have to use what they're telling you to use, or do you get to choose?
Yeah, well, it depends on the venue. Sometimes we can advance it with different audio companies, and they'll have a couple of different choice boards to choose from.
Yeah.
And so given a choice, you know, like I said, I'll go with the venue. Sometimes, yeah, it's console du jour, unfortunately.
Console du jour, yeah. I got done doing live sound before digital consoles became mainstream, so I never really got to work on any.
It's a wonderful thing. So, you know, I just take my little thumb drive and go to the next city, and I got my mix already set. So
cool.
Yep.
Cool, man.
Oh, Catherine seems to have joined us again.
Catherine!
She's in the chat room there.
Hi. Oh, she's in the chat room.
She said she was going off the grid.
Ah, she couldn't stay away.
That's right.
Her ears were burning.
Yes. She didn't hear any of the nasty stuff we said about it. But anyway, all right, let's move on with some questions here or anything
comments,
else you
questions,
guys want to talk about.
Ideas, topics, stuff you guys are dealing with, technical issues, you know.
I got a technical issue for you.
All right.
Go for it, Mr. Penny.
How in the heck, Dan, do you ever get the cat out of your mustache?
A cat?
it's up in this side over here someplace.
Yeah.
And I got a dolphin on the other.
That was kind of squirrelish.
Throw him a fish.
Last but not least, how do you drink coffee? Because I really want a sip of coffee.
Yeah, you just sort of like gotta move it out of the way every now and then.
You just lift it up and go, huh?
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Doesn't look good on camera.
No, I know it doesn't. But you get to taste the coffee for hours afterwards.
Yeah, buddy.
That and other things. But
oh no! Good gracious!
And I just wanted to say to Chris, he had me at sailing away there. I was just... That is so cool. Yeah, I think I wore that Christopher Cross album out.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
And being a sailor, I love that. I love that one. That was a great tune.
Yeah. Glad to hear he's still on the tour, on the road, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's this year is supposed to be pretty good, too. So, yeah, it kind of freaks me out. The first time I mixed sailing, about a month and a half ago, I was standing there mixing, and I realized, when I was 11, I just wore this CD out. Now I'm like hanging out with him and all this stuff.
Oh, dude.
How cool is that?
11.
I know. That makes me sick.
Kevin in the chat room says, Kevin Schuller says, hey, Chris Tom, I know that guy.
Really?
Kevin Schuller.
Hi.
You're famous.
What's up with that Fraley cat? How you doing, Fraley cat?
What?
Lee's got his own story going on in his head.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think it's the mustache.
It definitely is the mustache.
Yeah. I'll be quiet for a while.
I got a question for George.
Go for it, Mr. Sweeney.
I just picked up a 416, and I want to
don't drop it.
Yeah, no, I hear they're not fragile.
Not as fragile.
The name of the clip that could attach to my boom mic arm, rather than taking the TLM-102 off at shock mount and whatnot. What's the name of the clip that I could attach to the boom mic arm to save me some time?
Oh, you mean so you could have another mic kind of like riding sidecar? Yeah.
Just so I can go from A to B quickly
It's a quick clip. I use those too. Let me show you on my.
I got one on Amazon, Pat, for like $9.
Yeah. See, on my 103 here, I've got one here. And it goes into a, there's a slot and a spring, and it just pops right
in. Oh, that's a quick release. Exactly. Is that what you mean? Something to quickly remove the mic, or something to have two mics on the same mic? Boom.
I just want to see how it attaches to your boom mic arm, though, Dan.
Oh, well, let me demonstrate.
Yeah, please.
I thought this is what you were talking about.
I think that might be it, George.
Because this lets you have two mics on the same boom.
Yeah, I could use that. I guess there's a few options out there.
Yeah, Dan's talking about a quick release.
Stereo bar too.
Is there anything just with a clip and then the insert that you could screw it in?
Well, this thing has there's a pylon on there with the clip, and you just it just pops off, and you put the other one back on. It's very very quick.
Yeah, it's a quick release. Yeah, that one's made by.
Quick release.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whereas I have a thing that's just a clip, right? With a 5/8 microphone thread on the end.
Okay, that would work. Let's see the clip. Is there a clamp?
It's a clamp.
Yeah, okay. Excellent, that's perfect. What's the name of that quick release?
And then the clamp has a screw, threaded screw, so if you want it to be really not fall off ever, you tighten down the wing nut on there. This thing says it's called a Mic Ease, MIC-EZE. Hi, Ella.
Hi, Ella.
Ella Infiltration. Come here.
Oh, where did you get that, George?
I don't remember. I've had it for a long time.
You can get them at Guitar Center and places like that all the time.
Not in Canada, though.
There's the famous Ella.
Hey, pretty girl.
Try True Audio. T-R-E-W. Or True. I think it's True Audio. T-R-E-W. They have a Canadian dealership.
Okay.
They carry all sorts of oddball stuff for production sound mixers. And, you know, they're all about mounting microphones in oddball places on movie sets and hiding mics and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So trueaudio.com probably would be a good resource for oddball bits and pieces like that.
The challenge is buying anything up here. You're paying custom shipping and whatnot. It just doesn't pay.
Yeah, True is one of the only companies I know with a Canadian and a U.S. Distribution. Like, I mean, they're in multiple cities.
That's TRUAudio.com?
T-R-E-W.
E-W, okay.
T-R-E-W, audio.com.
Yes. All right.
Ella.
Jason Huggins, we've not heard from you, except we've heard you playing. And any questions for us?
I was curious if there's a reason that you would not use 8-inch monitors in your studio.
Oh.
I've got BXT4s right now, and the bass just isn't quite enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this sounds more like a music question than for voice.
No. Well, I don't know. In my headphones, I use the MDR-7506 headphones.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And in the headphones, there's a substantial amount more bass than comes out of my KRK BXT4s.
Well, thank you for leading us into our H2 commercial here. Totally unrehearsed. Because this was mentioned, somebody was talking about this on the forums today.
I was.
That's right. The Harlan Hogan Signature Series headphones, which are we think they're pretty flat, and they don't overemphasize the bass too much, and
if anything, I don't know. No headphone is absolutely perfectly flat because nobody wants to hear flat headphones. I don't think.
Right.
And everybody's ear is different, so nobody's going to hear the same headphone the same way. Blah 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 blah.
Right.
But that said, I'd say these are tuned a little bit more flat. They're not, they don't have a bright edge to them, and they're not boomy, but they do have really good. Oh, meanwhile, my daughter's been drawing all over my keyboard with a pencil.
Oh, wonderful.
All right, Ella, have a good night. I'll see you after the show.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Ella, you got to go. I'll come see you after the show.
Be very quiet.
I know, but you're drawing on things. I can't have you draw on stuff, my love. Okay, well, have fun, but don't touch anything and leave. I'll see you after the show, okay? Gotta bye. Goodbye. Here you go. Here's your pumpkin. This is. I know. I took this from you. Here you go.
Okay. Oh, you're such a good dad, George. I gotta
see
you,
sweetie.
Anyway.
So they're not perfectly flat, but I think they have a smoother, rounder sound than certainly the Sonys do. And the bass response on them is pretty flat. It doesn't have any real peakiness or boominess. It just seems to have pretty good extension. So try them out.
I found that they just sound very real, which is, there's no emphasis really on anything. I mean, there probably is, but there's good, frequency separation. They've got the memory foam cups with leather, and they have the Twist-O-Flex wristband.
Whoa. So headband, yeah. Nice. They're built pretty well.
Yeah. So Harlan Hogan, Voiceover Essentials, go over there and buy your headphones from him because we said so.
But to answer your question, Jason, studio monitors are coupled to the room exactly the way a microphone is coupled to the room. So it really does depend on how they match the room and how the room is bass trapped. Are your studio monitors in that same room you're sitting in?
Yes.
And it looks like you have the room very, very well bass trapped.
Yeah.
So you're sucking up all the bottom end out of the room, flattening it out. So you could definitely run much larger monitors in there. You could be running 5 or even 8-inch monitors in there and probably get pretty good sound.
Would it be better to just take some of the bass trapping out to tune the room a little bit to the speakers that I have?
As long as you don't do that to the detriment of your voiceover microphone, yeah. Doing a control room and a booth simultaneously that's both perfect for monitoring and for recording voiceover is not possible. It's impossible to have both of them sound great in the same room, I think. Mm-hmm. Personal opinion. If you go in any control room, it will not look or sound anything like a voiceover booth. But that said, you could EQ the speakers a little bit, but 4-inch drivers, they're only going to go down to, 70 hertz, maybe? 65 tops?
Then it shouldn't be a speaker issue, because I use a high-pass filter below 80 hertz anyway.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, your room must have very, very, very good bass trapping, so you're sucking out all the bass in the room. Maybe it's over-bass trapped, which is really unusual, but it could be over-bass trapped.
Have you ever had anybody use custom in-ear monitors for monitoring?
Not personally, no. But if you spend enough money on them, they can sound pretty good.
Who does?
I do.
Tom.
Do you, Chris, when you're doing voiceover?
Yeah, mainly, because I don't have really good isolation headphones at this point, full cans.
Yeah.
So basically, yeah, my molds, I'll just pop them in and... Yeah, I mean, it takes out everything.
Yeah, they probably have at least 30 dB of reduction from the outside.
Oh, yeah.
Isolation.
Yeah,
are they comfortable?
Oh, yeah, because they're molded to my ears. So, I mean, they just literally fit right in there. Now, they're not cheap. Don't fool yourself. But
right. There are not too many cheap in-ear monitors that actually sound any good. I mean, in-ear monitors that are actually accurate or sound really good tend to start in the $300 range, I think, at least.
Wow.
I could be wrong about that.
At least. Right, closer to 800.
Yeah, they can be 800, 1,000, or even 1,000 or more. I have a pair that I really loved for many years until one of the two channels went out. It's only one ear works anymore. But they were custom molded. So they're built like a tank. The cables on them are really tough. But for some reason, one of the drivers just dead. So trash.
UEs, or which ones are those?
Oh, I think the company went out of business, which makes it really hard to get them fixed.
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah.
But in-ear monitors are pretty awesome if they're tuned well for you and your custom molds. Then, geez, they're about as close as you can get to hooking a wire to your brain. I mean, when it comes to accuracy. So it's not a bad idea if you really want something to trust. I've just been using my DT770. I've been using my Beyer Dynamic headphones now for 12 years. I just know how they sound. I know what they translate, and I know what they should sound like. So it makes it easy for me to judge an audio file, you know, as to what it should sound like. So, yeah, it's not easy to get studio monitors to sound like anything like a headphone. And in fact, if your headphones, will never ever sound like speakers, because they are they're literally speakers half an inch from your ear. So they're never going to sound like speakers. But from a response point of view, the room may just be slightly overdampened, in which case you may have to EQ in a little bit more bottom end in the speaker to flatten them out again.
Mm-hmm.
Is that technical enough question or answer for you?
Hey, I'm good with that.
Okay.
All right.
You're scary.
Just in general, or
you're scaring me.
That's kind of freaky over there.
That is seriously freaky.
Blending into the wall.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Joker.
Anybody in the chat room have any topics or questions you guys want to?
Hi, chat room.
You bashful chat room people that didn't want to be on the hangout or couldn't get in because we're full.
Yep.
Anybody? Okay.
Gene, you got.
Well, I got a question.
Gene, yes.
On the lines of bass traps, I have a 50 by 50 vocal booth.
Holy mackerel.
50
fucking inches, right?
You know, I can hear. I can hear the bass bounce all over the place in here sometimes.
Right.
So.
Do you have 2-inch thick acoustical foam on all the walls?
Yes.
Anything else? Or is that it? Just 2-inch foam?
I got 2-inch foam. I got foam hanging off of foam. I'm trying to make stuff go in different directions.
He's foaming at the mouth there.
I'm doing all kind of stuff. See, and I got foam down there in the bottom.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't see it. But I just got foam everywhere. So.
Recycled denim, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. Studio denim suit. Or studio suit's pretty badass too.
Wow, that's a lot of foam.
That is a lot.
So let me explain to you what you've done with your room. You've basically completely sucked every ounce of 1,000 or maybe 800 hertz and up out of the room completely. Like there's zero reflection above, say, maybe 500 or 600 hertz. Because that's all that 2-inch foam can pretty much deal with effectively. And then you're leaving the rest of the rest on the table, the meat and the potatoes, the thickest part of the voice from 500 hertz down is still bouncing around in there like a ping pong ball. Right. So you need
a
more
big,
dense
ping pong ball.
Yeah, you need more dense material in there. And the studio suit is made out of a more dense fiberglass like type insulation, so it does better at the lower frequencies. The cotton, the recycled denim stuff that you were just talking about. What brand do you use for that, Jason?
I have my room is completely covered in the Ultra Touch.
Ultra Touch, right?
Yeah.
That stuff is extremely good at absorbing low to mid frequencies. Mm-hmm. But you could just start with bass trapping the corners with some Leonard bass traps, not related to Dan Leonard, but.
Missing an A in there.
There's missing an A. There's
mustache hair.
There's no E in there. L-E-N-R-D.
Bass traps.
There's no A in there. But yeah, L-E-N-R-D bass traps made by RLX. They will control the low mid range effectively if you put them in the corners. But that's what you need.
So
you
when
need
you
more
say in the corners,
trapping.
Do I got from corners floor to ceiling or?
Probably not all the way floor to ceiling, but if you had them in the low corners and the top corners of the room, that's the most effective place to put them.
Okay.
So if you had 8 of them in there, it would really tighten it up a lot. Or you can just keep hanging more and more layers of 2-inch foam until the walls are like 6 inches thick with foam.
And you'll just be sort of
like, I can't move in here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's enough for the post-it notes, Ella.
Yeah. Hey, George. Here's a topic that we should probably talk about because we were plastering this in the forums last week and in the eWabs forum about Maverick.
Mavericks, yeah, Mavericks, uh-huh.
Yes,
because that's really sweet surf spot.
Yes, no, I have this my
there comes the coloring.
Yes, my application my application app has a big red one on it telling me I have an update, and I'm afraid to do it because you've basically gone on the fire and brimstone. You will die. Your life will be over if you go to Maverick. What will happen? What are the problems that are happening with people when they would, or specifically you, or any? What are the things you're hearing about Maverick?
Mavericks with an S because it's named after a surf spot called Mavericks the Pacific, or not. Where is Mavericks? It's on the middle part of California. Anyway,
yeah,
it's up there somewhere.
It's about a 3-hour drive from you, George.
Yeah, it's up the coast a ways.
Massive waves.
Yeah, these crazy big waves. The issue is, and this is maybe just the sky is falling stuff, but it's just a matter of principle of upgrading your OS to going from the version that's been debugged for the last year and a half to the version that hasn't been debugged much at all yet. And you're basically going from something that's as stable as it's ever going to get to something that's as unstable as it will ever be until they debug it, right? That is basically my problem with upgrading to Mavericks, right?
Well, or any new OS.
Or any new OS at all, like anything new, period. Like iOS 7 when it came out.
You don't like change.
I'm anti-change.
Yeah, they said that.
Well, and are there any really compelling features that, people are like, oh my God, I have to have this,
Apparently you can use iMessage on your desktop now, and people like that, apparently. And it handles full screen desktop mode better properly, let's put it that way. Don't you find it super annoying that if you have, do any of you guys have more than one monitor on a Mac?
Yeah.
Yes.
Don't you find it really annoying when you go full screen and one monitor, the other one just basically becomes...
They fixed that in Mavericks.
Yeah, they fixed that in Mavericks.
And there's two docks, I hear.
Yeah, there's two docks, which I used to run a tool that simulated that. So now you have... So it basically treats the double screen thing more like it should, where you have two screens with your menu bar and your dock. And when you go full screen, the other screen doesn't just go blank. Which is a bizarre bug that they've had since Lion came out. I've never understood it. Mm-hmm. But they finally fixed it in Mavericks. So there's a couple little things like that. I don't know. Have you guys heard anything else?
Well, the scary thing to me, George, is that, like you kind of touched upon, is that you start dealing with a whole new set of codecs and drivers and you name it. It just sometimes isn't going to play nicely with your equipment or software.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a crapshoot. I mean, if you're using a computer that's what I call a production machine, that's what you use to make a living with, then definitely check the manufacturers of every piece of equipment and software that you make a living using and see if they've approved Mavericks, And if they have and they're saying no problems, then back up your system and make a clone of the hard drive and then upgrade.
That's the key there, backup. Kind of like Diane doing defrags.
Well, yeah, defrags is a different thing, but I mean, making a backup totally of your hard drive is just a preventative step that makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. It's not hard to
do.
Especially in a professional context.
Yeah, I mean, time.
But Diane, raise your hand if you've ever defragged.
All us Mac people don't defrag, although apparently you can get a defrag. You can get a defrag tool for the Mac, but. And if you're using an SSD, you don't defrag. So never, ever try to never defrag an SSD drive, by the way. You shouldn't have to worry about any of that stuff, but backing up is super critical. Make a clone, make a backup before you install it, just so you can have something to fall back on. It just makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, we've reached the top of the hour here.
Yes, we have.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, we could go on for a little bit. Well, I really would like to hear a tune for Mr. Huggins.
Yes.
Because anything he plays is going to sound, better. What?
Can we get Rosemary's husband back, too?
Oh, yeah. We do need get the tuba going again.
Hey, can I congratulate someone?
Yes.
Okay, hang on. I got to see.
The glasses really make that.
Leave
though.
Them on.
I know.
Leave
them on.
That's that sexy library look. Yeah.
We love it.
Okay. Hang on. Oh, shoot. If I can figure out this iPhone. Okay. Yuri Lowenthal.
Yes, we know Yuri. They've been on the show. Congratulations.
You are the winner of the Neumann BCM705 from Sennheiser.
No way.
Boxing ladies.
All right.
Hey, that's great, man.
Yay. Halloween costume drive. Thank you.
Wow.
Mazel tov to Yuri. They were great on the show, guy. By the way. Yeah, they were really fun.
They were great. They were good.
We had a lot of good compliments that from them being on this show, so... Yeah. I have to take the stapler away from my daughter who's trying to staple everything. Hold on. This is my wife punishing me, by the way. This is a subtle way of punishment. This is what this is, by the way.
Well, you were gone all last week. And
yeah, no, this is just... this is what it is, anybody. Everybody's wondering. This is just punishment.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. By the way, there, George, if you go to the updater in Apple, the App Store updater, and you have the little red plus one, the little red one. Is that what it says?
The big red one.
Is that red one asking you to install OS X Mavericks, Dan?
Well, let me take a look and see.
Because I'm curious. They shouldn't be recommending it as an update because it's not an update. It's an upgrade.
OS X Mavericks. Well, let me just go into updates here and see what it says. And then we can go around the now I'm getting the spinning beach ball of death. They're calling it a free upgrade, but the other upgrade is remote desktop client 3.7.0.
Okay. See, this is what I'm finding out is because it's free, people are mistaking OS X Mavericks as an update. And they're just installing it. Well, because it's free. And they're just doing
it.
It's
just an enhancement then.
Right. They're thinking it's just some kind of an update. And what they don't know is they're downloading a 6 gigabyte download, which takes a long time, obviously. And, actually doing a humongous, kernel change to the OS. Like, it's a major change. Yeah. It would be like accidentally upgrading from Windows 7 to Windows 8. And going, I didn't know I even installed Windows 8. And all of a sudden you reboot and it's Windows 8. That's basically what they're doing for you Windows folks out there. Be careful.
So, yes, our tradition here as we sort of wind down here on our Google Hangout is to go from one side to the other, and everybody gets 15 to 20 seconds to say what they want to say. And round the horn. Let's start with Chris.
Oh, gosh, I don't know what to say.
Well, say something. You're in the voiceover business.
Okay. I just wanted to say I hope you're enjoying my costume tonight. I'm one of the Jackson 5 because you can tell that I'm here with my brother Tito.
That's funny.
That's all I got.
Very good. Diane Merritt.
I love Danny and Georgie. I watch them every week.
Oh, we love you too.
Nice.
Thank you for everything you do and all your hard work and for all you do for us and our voiceover community. Lots of boxy love to you all.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope you love my new hair.
I like the old hair, but that one's not bad either.
Okay.
Gene Dixon!
Yeah, I'd like to ditto that. I don't get to watch you guys live a lot. I get to see you guys on YouTube. Actually, I've discovered that the YouTube version is pretty good. So,
well, thank you.
Glitch free. I've been on a couple of live episodes where there was a few glitches, and George was able to clean it up in post, as they say.
I do occasionally edit the version going to YouTube to take out some of the glaring.
I enjoy looking at George's pictures on Facebook with his beautiful daughter there. They do some great things out there in the Santa Monica area, playing in the parks and the beaches and all that.
Really, she should be hired by the Chamber of Commerce there.
Right? There she is.
And I will look into getting those bass traps.
All right.
Why don't you have Jason send you two of his bass traps? Because he has too many.
Yeah, Jason, you got too many.
Jason!
Hey!
I don't really have much to say. I'm actually, the interesting thing is, as a voiceover talent, I'm one of the most introverted people on the planet. Is
that's
that weird?
Okay. No, not at all.
You wouldn't find that unusual. It's not that unusual.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess I can hide in a booth every day.
Yeah, exactly.
Really? I don't have to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
That's a good
perspective. Well, thanks for having me in.
Good profession for that. Thanks for coming on.
Our pleasure. Lee Penny, or whatever
yes,
you
sir.
Want.
Hi, I just want to say that you guys, like Diane mentioned, you guys are just, I mean, you're the reason why I decided to jump in and do what I do for you. You give so much, you give and give and give. Then I come and invade your home, and you keep giving. You know, you guys are just fantastic, and I wish I could do more. I really enjoy Diane's new hair.
I think I should go blonde.
Here's the highlight of the night.
Thanks, Lee.
Hey, yeah. You betcha.
Pat!
Yes, sir. How are you?
Just fine, eh?
You know, it's funny. You know, even in prison, you just can't get away from these little mustaches. They're everywhere. You know what? I got a little business. I do voiceover in prison, but you know what? I got a little stash. I swear to God, you just can't get away from the frickin' mustaches. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, man.
Nice, lots of stashes.
You can feel them with the tape there, and then
you know, you open up quickly and just grab a little. And yes, sir. I just want to say thanks for another great show, guys. Happy Halloween, and stay safe out there trick or treating.
Oh, that's great.
That's really. That's really scary. All right, Rosemary, are you still there?
She had her mic turned off because of the tuba.
Ghost.
There she is. The ghost of Rosemary Benson.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, no.
Somebody's unbuttoning my shirt.
Oh, it was turning into one of those shows. Okay, well.
Yeah, this is getting to be a little more.
Ella!
That's great.
Hey,
it's too bad that you're the one that's in control, George.
Yeah. What kind of household you got going on over there? Wait a second.
Hey, it's California.
Yeah, well.
Rosemary. <Hey. laughs> The ghost of Rosemary.
Stop it.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it, giggle face.
I don't hear.
Hello, I'm sorry. You know what? There's a guy on the phone. I can't get off the phone with him.
There's
Roy.
A button for oh. Uncle Roy.
Roy, get Roy? Off the phone.
I missed everything.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, on that note.
There you are.
Actually, on this note.
Uh-oh. Happy what? Halloween, yeah. Ella.
You know what?
Happy Halloween, Ella.
Happy Halloween, Ella.
I love you.
Up high.
Maple Daddy's pants to his knees.
He's playing his iPad again.
He likes that.
I'm missing.
You just switched to another app. Stupid banjos. Stupid ukuleles with multiple apps.
Man. Well, that sucked. Anyway.
Modern problems.
I know.
Oh, great.
Well, what was that echo? I hear an echo.
No, no. Roy couldn't get into the Google Hangout himself, so he had to call in on Rosemary's thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
That's right.
Yeah, but we can't see your Emmy this way, so.
Oh, well, I've lost him again.
I'll take all a right. Dog with rust.
It's been yes. Real. It's been real, folks.
This is as unreal as it has been. But anyway, everybody, thanks so much for joining us tonight. Next week, we'll be here. Monday night, 9 o'clock in the East, and...
6 o'clock in the West.
Yes, and so
with Fred Melamed,
again.
Right?
Yeah,
9 o'clock in the North.
Yeah, I have not yet seen
7 o'clock in the mountains.
Yes.
I have not yet seen In a World. I
oh,
guess.
What?
Oh, you got to see that. It's hilarious.
I know it's hilarious, but it's I don't think it's playing here in Buffalo.
BitTorrent, my friend. BitTorrent.
I saw it alone in a theater of 700.
It's worth the drive.
It's going
to
be.
I drove to Asheville to see it.
Yeah, I did. All right. Well, Fred will be with us next week, and he's been a busy guy.
Oh, that'll be good. Yeah.
So that'll be a great show. So tell all your friends to join us, and we'll be back next week.
All righty.
And happy Halloween. And
enjoy Halloween, everybody.
Remember to set your clocks back next week.
Oh.
Oh, that's this week.
Next week? That's right. After Halloween, that's right.
Spring forward.
Stop it.
Fall back.
Fall
actually,
back.
You send them back or something like that. Anyway, I'm Dan Leonard in the East.
And I'm George Wood in the West. This thing
and together we are our
East-West Audio Body Shop. Shop.